This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But before we get to your positive New York Knicks telephone calls, the 2-minute report for Game 5 came out. And I know there's not a lot of attention paid to it because there wasn't a call that we're all looking at.
Right.
But what if I told you that the league admitted there was an incorrect call, that it could have changed everything about this game and bailed Tom Thibodeau out? So when Karl Anthony Towns blocked Jalen Duren at the basket with 1:01 to go, it was a clean block, the league is ruling that it wasn't a clean block. Towns makes illegal contact to Duren's arm prior to the contact with the ball, affecting Duren's shot attempt near the rim. It was an incorrect call. They should have called a foul. So you'd say, well, Ev, the Knicks got a break. What's the issue? Did they? If the foul is called with 1:01 to go, yes, Jalen Duren, a 69% free throw shooter, goes to the line.
Which is a good thing for the Knicks.
Sure. It's not Kate Cunningham.
Exactly.
But it also allows the Knicks, with 1:01 to go, to sub in Jalen Brunson and then sub in Josh Hart.
Which is also a good thing for the Knicks.
How about that?
I think it's all good.
Well, it should have been all good.
The only bad thing is that they didn't call it.
So the incorrect call that benefited the Knicks screwed the Knicks.
Right.
Is really what we're getting at here.
Should have benefited the Knicks.
Right.
The Knicks.
A call that benefited the Knicks actually was a horrible break.
Right.
Because it should have helped the Knicks and should have allowed Tom Thibodeau to rightfully so reinsert two of his better players and clearly the best clutch player in the NBA this season. How fascinating is that? That 2-minute report is one pain in the ass, isn't it?
I'm surprised you read it. Who the hell reads a 2-minute report when there's no controversy?
Losers like me.
Exactly.
Well, I was just curious. I love the 2-minute report. I do, because it's interesting, especially the times where no one talks about it, right? Because no one was paying attention. Well, it was a close game. You're telling me there wasn't an incorrect call in the final 2 minutes that could have changed things? Well, in this case, it could have. Now, let's get to your calls. I'm positive about the Knicks tonight. I've even created a character, a very original idea, called Positive Evie. And for whatever reason, that is not winning over Tiki, and no. It's not even winning over Tommy, who seemed very, very negative about the Knicks and their current situation. And their current situation is this. Win tonight, and they advance to the second round of the playoffs for the third consecutive year. Lose tonight, and, well, we're going to have clenched anatomies Saturday night at Madison Square Garden, a game in which I'm very excited to announce I'll be in the building for. Big Show Bob will be there. And quite frankly, I don't want to go there. I have other things I'd rather do on a Saturday. So take care of business tonight and free me up to have a date night with my wife. Let's go to Chris in Monmouth County to lead things off. How are you, Chris?
Hey, Evan, how are you? Thanks for taking the call. Hi, Tiki. Hi, Shaw, Tommy, as always. Evan, I got to make an announcement. An announcement has not been made yet that you're going to be shocked by, but you shouldn't be. And a couple Nick points here. Evan, you are not the self-proclaimed Nick Hader head of the coalition. Your partner, Tiki, is. He is a secret Nick Hader. He has not been optimistic at all for good reason. This has been a weird season this year. The love is like for that team is not there all the way.
No, it's not.
It's Kiki.
But
Kiki,
Chris,
I love
Chris,
you.
Chris, I want to. The problem is they're not convincing me to.
Kiki, I'm with you. They're not convincing me either. My God, I'm screaming at the TV all day long.
I know it.
But what I'll say, and I love you to death, but you're a Nick hater. Evan, I'm with you, and I'm with Tommy here. Tommy's right. There's something about Knicks this year that they're more like that, like the Sixers team against the Pistons that we are. But to your point, I love it. I love April basketball in the playoffs. I want to see the Knicks play. But I have a question for you, Evan.
Yes, you can ask me anything.
Karl-Anthony Towns. And by the way, you know I was right on Randall. We should have kept Randall all the way. And I thought that was all 5 years ago. Right. So anyway, listen, and I love that LeBron is out. Why don't they play him back to the basket, Karl-Anthony Towns, like old school? Because there was a game against end of the season where he was scored at will.
I agree.
They're not utilizing him in a way where let him shoot the three when he's open, let him make some crazy skyhook shots, but get him to the basket. He's a good player that
Dude,
way,
I
and
think,
we can take
Chris,
advantage.
Chris, to your point, I think sometimes he's unstoppable when he's playing back to the basket. The beauty of Karl-Anthony Towns is he can beat you many different ways, including that way. I think there's a few, and this is really a lot of the criticism Tom Thibodeau is facing. There's a lot of questions about the way this offense is being running. They're not running enough pick and rolls with Jalen and Kat, which was effective throughout this season. They're not being more aggressive with Kat down low, where
right.
he can be effective, draw doubles, and find a Mikal Bridges wide open. Like, there's a lot of things about this offense that just doesn't make sense because they've got the talent, as we saw early in the season, to be a high efficient offense.
Yeah,
we saw it earlier
in the
season.
But it's not, I feel like the issue, and this is why I'm down on them, is it's not utilized well enough. They're not coached correctly. They're not putting the right combination of players on the court. It feels like there's more to be gained from this collection of talented players instead of what we're seeing on a daily basis and a night-to-night basis. And I think part of that is because Tom Thibodeau is stubborn. He knows what he wants to do. And it's Jalen Brunson wearing himself out, getting run into, getting knocked around, and creating and being clutch as he is. But sometimes you got to go to plan B, and he rarely does that.
Let's go to Vernon in Atlanta, Georgia. What's up?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Vernon.
Kiki, I'm not going to call you a hater. Tommy, I'm disappointed in you.
Disappointed? I'd rather you say you're mad at me, Vernon. Disappointed, you sound like my parents when I failed okay. math class.
I'm mad at you.
There
I'm
you
mad at you. But listen, Ed, you're going to have to start calling me Positive Vernon. Like, when we win the whole thing, and y'all call me King Positive Vernon, right?
I like that.
I'm serious, man. Yeah. I'm serious. The Knicks gonna win, man. Y'all stop, man. This team is just built together this year, and things are going to get better. It's just we got a coach that don't have a brain. So the players got to play without him. They got to get out there and do their own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, Vernon, I can't call you positive, Vernon, if you're basically saying the coach is brainless, so the players just have to figure out on their own.
That's not going to happen.
If that's the case, they're going nowhere.
Yeah, bold strategy, Cotton. You need a brain as a coach.
Like, if that's the strategy, you got no chance against Joe Mazzulla and the Boston Celtics. Like, you just don't. So I would hope if you're being positive, you have a little bit more faith that Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks, one time tonight in Detroit, can execute a game plan well enough to advance, get 3 days off, and then get set for a series where the expectation game is completely different.
They do damage.
Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. Mario.
Hey, how you doing? Great show as always, guys.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Yeah, so a little bit about what you're saying. Yeah, I think the Knicks are going to have a good game. But talking about Cade Cunningham, like you're saying that he's going to be really good, I think the trouble with him, if you really look at it, is turnovers.
Yes.
You know how many turnovers he has in the first 5 games?
He's turning the ball over six, seven times a game. It's a big
issue. Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing, I think while he'll never be a closer like Brunson, when you're a guard and you're 6 foot six or 6 foot seven, your dribble is a little high. It's easier to knock it away from a taller guy. When you're smaller, you're closer to the ground.
Well,
so
in defense of Cade Cunningham, and I'm getting on him in terms of what I expect tonight in a game six, he's 23 years old in his first playoff series. So if you're talking or I'm talking about what I expect from him 2 or 3 years from now, I have a higher view of him than you do. I think he's going to be a superstar in this league. I think there will be playoff games down the road he takes over. I'm just telling you, at 23 years old, he's in his first 5 postseason games. We haven't seen that yet. And nor do I expect that to happen in a game 6 tonight in Detroit. So forget about what he's going to be 3 years from now. I have high hopes for him. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about tonight.
Right.
I'm talking about, can Cade Cunningham be the best player on the floor in a game in which his team is facing elimination?
I hope not.
And I don't think he will be. And it's not that he's been bad in this series, but he hasn't been Jalen. He's shooting 25% from three. He's turning the ball over a lot. He hasn't taken over a game the way a superstar can. And I think he will have his day. Like, for example, can I see him having that day next year in this hard-fought first-round series against Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Brooklyn Nets? Sure!
Right.
It probably will happen. But right now, it won't.
No, it won't. Because he's not, he just hasn't had enough experiences to do that yet. Now, eventually, he will. We know it's going to happen. I just hope it doesn't happen or start tonight. And that could happen. You could see him.
I don't think so.
I'm saying it's going to. I'm just saying it could happen. You never know with these young players. When they have their moment to figure it out, it could be at any of those moments.
I told you when his moment's going to be. It's going to be next year against a different team.
Yeah, because you're positive heavy today.
That wasn't positive for my team. Trust me on that. I think the scenario I just painted is actually horrible. Let's go to Josh in Queens. Hey, Josh.
Hey, if they called the foul on Cat, he would have fouled out.
Would you take that trade-off at that point, knowing you return Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, potentially Mitch re-enters the game, or would that not have been worth it?
It would have been worth it, but Mitch was also at 5. Also, I think we should switch it from positive Evie to delusional Evie.
Delusional, wow.
Nice. Hold on, we already have a delusional Tommy, too.
Nice.
Right, positive Tommy, delusional Tommy.
This is not an optimistic show about the Knicks.